Task 2. Since the beginning of 2023, the recovery of the world economy has been weak, and the external environment is grim and complex. By the end of the year, China's economy has been concerned by the whole world. In the first three quarters, China's GDP grew 5.2% year on year, of which 4.9% grew in the third quarter. From the point of view of new industries, the development of high-tech and intelligent manufacturing industry is improving. In October, the added value of the aircraft, spacecraft and equipment manufacturing industry increased by 12.3% over the same period last year. The added value of intelligent vehicle equipment manufacturing and intelligent unmanned aerial vehicle manufacturing industry increased by 89.2% and 53.2% respectively. As for the new products, the output of new energy vehicles, solar cells and polysilicon increased by 27.9%, 62.8% and 54.1% respectively, compared with the same period last year. From new business types point of view, online retail continues to be active. From January to October, the volume of online retail sales of physical goods increased 8.4% from the same period last year, accounting for 26.7% of the total retail sales of consumer goods. Development is the first priority, and innovation is the first driving force. China's economy has always developed in the midst of ups and downs, and has grown in response to challenges. At present, we are still facing a lot of pressures and challenges, and economic recovery is also a process of wavy development and twists and turns. But it has the institutional advantages of socialist market economy, the demand advantage of super large scale market, the complete supply advantage of industrial system, the talent advantage of a large number of high quality workers and entrepreneurs. The economic fundamentals have not changed for a long time, and the characteristics of resilience, potential and vitality have not changed. The conditions that support high quality development have not changed.